This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding. One man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan Emord.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Actually, the sacred fire of liberty has been delayed by 24 hours, folks. And don't be disappointed. I am at the Redmond Heritage Farm Store in Orem, Utah. And Jonathan, I was going to have him on live tonight. And he said, he's got to play Mr. Mom for his kids because his wife's out. And so I said, you know what? We can do a sacred fire of liberty into the weekend. Sacred Friday fire of liberty. How's that for tomorrow? That'll be all right, won't it? Sacred Friday of Liberty. That'll be awesome.
There you go.
And I just got handed some, what kind of kombucha is this? Is like spiced cider kombucha?
Yes, yeah,
right. I'm going to bring up a microphone. We got a surprise guest here. Yes. Let's see. Charlie is on. Introduce yourself, Charlie.
I'm Charlie. I'm a local gentleman.
A local gentleman, yes. Up in Sandy. Your yes, mom, see, I get here at the store, and this guy's eating. Actually, there are three kids that are eating. Two of the kids that were eating, not with Charlie. No. They were here. Their mom had dropped them off or something. Maybe took a nap. You know, this is like free-range parenting in Utah. I love that. And so they're eating organic farm food. And two of the kids, of the three kids, are in the play with my daughter, the music man. So I'm like, oh, this is awesome. This is kind of crazy. And the person who cooks the food is one of the assistant directors of the play.
Yeah.
So it's all in the family. So Charlie comes up and he says, here, do you know this woman? He shows me a selfie of his mother,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And me, that was taken at the Trinity Conference in Chicago.
Yes,
or was it the Hell Free? Was it this year?
Yeah, it was this year.
Recently. So
I thought you'd remember. Wow, that's really.
Right now, I made it here,
okay.
And I set up with a gimpy hand, so we're all good. So, I threw you in. I threw Charlie into the mix. I have no idea how he's going to respond, but
I'll respond very warmly.
Very warmly.
Yes. Also, just to let you know, I met you initially at what was then the Health Freedom Conference.
The Health Freedom Expo?
Yeah, Health Freedom Expo, gosh, 8-10 years ago? I don't know.
Yeah.
I was the one who walked up and gave Mike Adams, when he was talking via streaming, I gave him the virtual high five.
Oh, nice. Look
remember.
At that. That was, was that the one in, which city?
Same one.
It was? It's Chicago as well.
Yeah.
All right. Because we used to do every year Schaumburg, and we did, of course, down in L.A. and Long Beach. There was one in Austin, Texas that we did one year as well.
Oh,
so
very cool.
There's a lot of memories there. But how cool. Your mom. Hi, Mom.
Yeah.
Usually my mom's watching, but we'll see.
And good on her for just going. I didn't have to be in town to drag her there. And I'm going to Holy Trinity Conference, and I'm going to go see RSV. I'm like, good on you, Mom. Good
That's awesome.
You. Yeah.
And even better. Charlie walks up and sets a deck of cards on the table. I'm like, what, are we going to play cards here? No. Hold that up and show everybody on the screen here. The key me technology Charlie has. So he's brought with him our EMF protection with the flood of electrons that are flowing around us right now in the midst of all the Wi-Fi signals and everything that I have to use to connect and do this show live.
I didn't make rent last month, but hey, it was.
It's all right. He's homeless, but he has the key home. Wherever he is, it's the key me.
Yeah.
So, way to go, Charlie. That's that's really cool.
Of course.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
So, what are we going to open with today? We're in a store, a health food store equivalent, and this is where you can get raw, real milk. The only milk that I believe you should be drinking is from real grass-fed cows, and they don't pasteurize it because, you know, you alter the proteins. There's a lot of things that are good for you that are destroyed in it. Now, I'm not saying everybody has to drink milk. In fact, I don't drink a lot of milk personally, but my wife and my kids love it, and that's the only way to go. Even organic milk, if it's been pasteurized, certainly homogenized, stay away from it, but pasteurization alters it. Now, granted, my wife cooked me up some organic hot chocolate using the raw milk the other day, so it's no longer raw, but it was still delicious.
Yeah,
I couldn't say no.
Do not say no to that.
No, I can't say no to that. So with that, we're going to dive into our first story about toxins being all around us, and not in this store particularly. There are ways to get rid of toxins. And my first, yes, I'd say jumping off point, many years ago, before there was a Robert Scott Bell Show, when we started this show, it was called Jumpstart Your Health in 1999 in Atlanta. And I was on with my mentor at the time in homeopathy. And the first thing he said to me when I met him, within a few minutes, he said, your liver is toxic. You have a congested liver. And all of the doctors that I went through the first 24 years of my life never once said anything about my liver, good, bad, or ugly, nothing. No mention of the liver. I learned about it in high school biology. But there was nothing about congested liver, toxic liver. You have toxins accumulated in your body, and you got to get them out. You got to detoxify your liver. So growing up in the, as a product of the American public school system, never heard of the idea of, other than to detoxify like in a drug rehab center. They talked about that. That was the only mention of detoxification. And Charlie, did you ever hear about detoxification in school growing up?
Oh, gosh, no. We had our gym teacher teach our health class. And
yes, we had gym teachers that taught health.
Don't forget to put extra gravy on your turkey. That was his advice. Yeah.
And Super Don, do you remember when you were in high school that they told you all about the virtues of detoxification and detoxifying your liver?
No. No. That never even came up. No.
No. Yeah. Of course it didn't. And, you know, the point is, when we bring it up, there are people that are the molecular reductionist, skeptic types that say detoxification is just crazy. There's really no such thing. You know, your liver, yeah, we acknowledge it does that, but to help it, no, you can't help it. Just take this drug for your symptoms, and of course, you put more toxic poisons in your body. So it's become part and parcel to who I am and what I do when I go out around the world and talk to folks. And it's a natural extension of us. And you know, I look at this article in Natural News. It says toxins all around, get rid of them with proper detox. And what does it go into? It's just talking about food, the importance of doing food, like eating vegetables. It's like basic, pretty basic stuff. They talk about, let's see, I'm looking here, cruciferous vegetables, broccoli, cabbages, cauliflower, kale, artichokes, onions, garlic. I would also add beets. You can juice beets. Excellent for your liver.
Broccoli.
Broccoli is excellent, yes.
Love some broccoli.
So there's a lot of good options that you have for what we call supporting detoxification before you even enter into what we call the herbal kingdom. In other words, when you start utilizing dandelion, milk thistle, and other support systems to cleanse the body. Now, Super Don's favorite is coffee, but he just won't use it the right way.
Well, bless his heart. He's a stubborn gentleman. But... you know, maybe eventually if we get that, what is it, the flight to Sweden?
Yeah, the flight to Switzerland.
Switzerland.
Yeah, we're holding them to it. We're still holding out. See, Charlie knows.
Apparently my reputation precedes me.
Yes, it does. I feel for you sometimes, Super Don. It seems like there's a lot of ganging up, but maybe sometimes you deserve it.
Well, yeah, it's true. And, of course, the grandkids were ganging up on him yesterday for Halloween.
Oh,
apparently he went out and had some good times there.
Yeah.
But, you know, what do you do with the candy? That's the question. You know, did you protect those kids from all the artificial flavors, color? I know you're not dad, you're granddad, but I'm hoping that, you know, they get the candy and then they give it away to somebody they don't like.
I think their mom probably ate it all. You know how that works with the parents, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some of the parents are like, yeah, no, I think it's mine. I think that
next morning they're like, where's the candy? And you're like, what candy?
Yeah. No, and the thing is, you know, you get this stuff, and you when you know better, you don't want your kids to eat it, and you don't eat it. So you go, well, who can we give it to? And you're like, someone we don't like, and we want to have tooth decay, perhaps.
Yeah.
So it's kind of not like a nice gift to give either. And then I've heard, like, some people say, well, send it to the troops overseas.
Oh, that is lovely.
That's not going to help them. That's, I mean, I know they might like it, but is that really going to help them?
Send it to Richard Pan.
Yes. Now that's a thought.
He might run from that too, though.
Dickie Pan might run from that. You'll tell him, no, this is good. This is not a vitamin. This is a pro-vaccine, artificially flavored and colored Halloween candy. Then he would be all over it. There are also fruits that they recommend eating. Fruits and berries, blackberries are amazing, blueberries, cranberries, strawberries. All of these things can help detoxify the body as well. Avocados, apples, papayas, oranges. Of course, watch out for the genetically modified papayas. There's a lot of that going on. Beans and legumes, fats, of course, essential fats, really critical for proper liver function and detoxification, so we can't overlook that. But in terms of coffee, the big joke, of course, is the utilization of coffee through what Superdon terms the wrong end. And granted, I acknowledge not everybody has to do it, but if you're in a crisis, if you're intoxicated, if you're dealing with massive die-off of cancer cells due to any therapy, holistic or not, get those toxins out fast. It's one of the most rapid ways to do it. Now, from a botanical perspective, we talk about the substances in the foods. One of the key minerals is selenium that has been lacking in the soil, so it's not in the foods. And so getting it in a whole food source, selenium is your key to producing glutathione to detoxify every cell in your body, including the liver and the heavy metals and all of that. We talk GTF chromium because it also helps the liver function. And, of course, silica for all sorts of functions, including vascular. Because if you've got a toxic burden when your liver's congested, your vascular system is going to be challenged. There could be inflammatory components in the vascular system. They're going to blame saturated fat for cardiovascular problems.
Mm-hmm.
But we know better. In fact, we've got an interesting story coming up that's going to break the hearts of every vegetarian out there.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I know. This is the riskiest part of the show, Super Don, when you make me do a dietary discussion, and it doesn't go the way half of the audience wants it to go.
Well,
yeah, there's some strong opinions out there, aren't there?
Yeah. And I used to be a vegetarian. I used to be a raw food vegan.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, in Chicago. That was not helpful, the cold winters.
Your eyes are clear, though. You're doing something right. You're eating clean food.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
And doing the coffee the right way.
Okay.
<Yeah. laughs>
It depends on who says the right way. But, yes. And if you're drinking coffee, please make it as organic or clean as possible. Some of these things are processed pretty nastily, so you want to be careful about that. So the other thing we talk about is the Echo Water. And I don't know if you can grab me one of those e-books there.
Yes,
I can show everybody. Later in the show, I pre-recorded a couple of segments with Paul Barricaro because I'm going to be lecturing at about 90 minutes into the show. But I want you to see, this is an e-book that's printed out. You can get this online for free when you go to robertswater.com, and you'll learn one of the most efficient strategies over almost anything else is fasting. But with a fast, use the water, the hydration, and the hydrogen to begin to push things out of the body. And you're going to learn tonight on the show that the newest addition to the Echo units, including ones you already have, you can get them retrofit, is the frequency programming from an app in your phone or your computer. And you can say, hey, I want some frequencies for my liver. And you'll start detoxing. I'm telling you, it's going to be exciting.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, you want a healthier heart? We've got an option for you. You vegans out there are not going to like it. Hey, just don't hate me. I'm just the messenger. I'm just sharing the information. What is it? We're going to get to it in just a moment. I want to let you all know we are live today at the Redmond Heritage Store in Farm Store in Orem, Utah. And the sun's going down. I can, you know, you can see the light coming in, those of you watching on YouTube. And a beautiful little store. They have the raw, real milk that we like and raw cheeses. And they've got great organic dietary supplements and things. And partway through the show, I'm going to keep this thing flowing through. But y'all are going to hear the last 30 minutes with Paul Barretero, which I recorded with earlier, on a major advancement in the Echo Water technology. So exciting. A breakthrough, extraordinary breakthrough in terms of frequencies in the water in addition to the hydrogen, of course, the purification. So y'all want to stick around for that, unless you're here at the lecture where you're going to hear me talking, those of you that are going to show up for that. But for now, we got to go into the most controversial subject that we cover. And I never thought this would be the case. This I found out with my dearly departed friend, Liam Sheff. You heard Liam. You know about Liam's official stories.
I read his book. He's, amazing. He's an awesome gentleman.
Incredible what he did in his lifetime here. And, you know, he was primarily vegetarian. Mm-hmm. He always said, though, just eat lower on the food chain. And, of course, he would tick off the paleo people, the Weston Price people, and then he would tick off the vegans. And, you know, and I realized, my gosh, there is so much attachment to people's diets. Their diets, in fact, they're more attached to that than their religious beliefs. Because you could talk about somebody's religion, and they might get a little ticked off. But, you know, people do that. When it comes to saying the vegans, not the only way to go, or the paleos, eating all the meat you can. Not the only way. Not maybe not a good way to, at all. And they just were just like, whoa, that's it, man. You have done it. You've said far too much. So vaccines don't even rise to the level of controversy as the type of diet that is the perfect diet, right? And my argument over the years, and it hasn't changed, is that the perfect diet is the diet that's right for you. But it must be of organic quality because none of us subsist well on pesticide-laden, genetically modified foods. I haven't yet found the human that really thrives on that. Maybe there'll be a transhumanist, semi-robot kind of thing that goes on. I'm not praying for that, I promise you. But the reality is clean food. Now it's up to you. Now you got to figure this thing out. So you want a healthier heart? Here's an opinion piece written by a cardiologist in the Houston Chronicle. Want a healthier heart? Eat a steak. Eat a steak.
Good on him.
Wait a second. You can't say that. Isn't it cows that cause heart disease? You eat those cows, you're going to get heart disease because they're saturated fat and then they're cows. And, of course, the whole concept of saturated fat causing heart disease is a scam. There's never been a validated scientific study that says saturated fat causes heart disease. Sorry, it ain't there. It doesn't exist. When you find out about cholesterol levels, for instance, and you find out who's getting heart attacks, there's an equal number of people that get heart attacks that are considered high on the cholesterol scale, and there's an equal number that are considered low. So what does that tell you about cholesterol? It is not the cause. Now, the saturated fat itself can be problematic. I'm not saying never. It can be when those cows, those animals, are raised pharmaceutically. When they're on growth hormones, when they're on antibiotics, when they're eating genetically engineered foods, then the pesticides coming in end up where? In the fat. Fat-soluble, these toxins, they don't clear the liver in these animals. They accumulate in the tissues, in the fat. Maybe a little of the protein too, but primarily the fat. And so that accumulation of what the saturated fat is carrying into you can cause heart attacks and strokes and heart disease. Am I making a clear delineation here? Because those people that say, and they still do it, even in health food stores, oh, saturated fat is bad. Stay away from saturated fat. No, I eat all the coconut oil I can eat. Now, I'm not saying everybody needs as much coconut oil or does as well as I do, but I love coconut oil. It's saturated, but clean, organic sources.
Right. The real bummer was when we all decided that coconut oil was really, really good, and I was going well for a good while, and then the American Heart Association came out and decided to dump all over it again.
Yep.
And we get to now explain it to people all over again. So it's a wonderful cycle.
Yeah.
That we
keep Super Don, you don't have to be feeling guilty every once in a while when you grill out a steak. It's not going to give you a heart attack.
I don't anyway, sure. But, you know.
Yeah. Super Don has no guilt. This guy, he's amazing.
I love Super Don.
Get off my lawn. Let me eat my steak.
Exactly. I'm going to eat my steak. Y'all, again, I'm not saying everybody has to eat it. That's the point. This isn't that. I'm just reporting the news. You know what? Go cry to somebody else. I know I do care, but not about that. I just care that you're eating clean food, whichever way you go. Vegetarian or not, that's up to you. But don't go crazy on eating a whole cow at a time, or even in a month. That might not be a good
idea.
Share a cow. Cow share.
There you go.
All right, folks, a lot more healing to go. We got an amazing comment of the day coming up next.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available, and now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News.
Stocks are lower to end the holiday shortened trading week on Wall Street. A slide in oil prices and a decline in technology shares weighed heavily on the market. At the closing bell today, the Dow was down 178 points and closed the week at 24,286. The NASDAQ fell by 33 points, and S&P 500 lost 17.
Black Friday shoppers are seeking out deals, as many as they can. Now, if you're not a big fan of Black Friday, tomorrow is Small Business Saturday, and Monday is Cyber Monday.
Wallet Hub analyst Joe Gonzalez says there are some good TV deals out there now, but you may want to hold off.
When we're just talking about TVs in general, a lot of these bigger electronics, that's where we're seeing really good deals at places like Staples, Office Depot, Target, Walmart. But a word to the wise, if you can actually wait, the best TV deals are always right before the Super Bowl.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah.
Scott Bell Show.
Yeah. No, we're chilling here because we got the key meat. Those y'all, check it out. If you've been to robertswater.com over at Synergy Science, you can get the key home or the key meat QI technology to produce a field of electrons wherever you are, or if you got the big one for home, the, in your home. So
made in Germany.
This one's made in Germany, right. Yeah.
Deutschland.
Yeah, Deutschland. You remember that, Deutschland.
Yes,
we
did.
Couldn't say it. We had some fun with that. Yes. So we are here at the Redmond Heritage Farm Store. I'm going to be lecturing this evening, partway through the show, but we've got a full-on show for you that are watching and listening on GCN, or home and broadcast radio syndication. Then later on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, and UK Health Radio. And of course, those of you watching on YouTube, share the links, please. Pay it forward. Help them to hear and see that which is a very real thing, that the power to heal is theirs, as it is yours, as it is mine. And it's something I had to learn the hard way. But the best way, ultimately, may be the hard way, because you never forget. If you kind of take the easy way sometimes, it doesn't become indelible, right? You have to suffer enough. And I'm not saying that suffering is required. It's a choice we make. Mm-hmm. People don't like to think it. What do you mean I chose to suffer? I'm like, dude, I look back on my life and I wasn't conscious of some of these decisions that I made or my parents made for me. But I recognize in the larger mission and purpose of my life that there was no waste in any of that suffering. Mm-hmm. No waste in any of those ailments, inflammation, pain, disease, etc., to get me here. I wouldn't know what I know today if it weren't for that.
And you don't have any other choice either. You just have to keep moving.
You got to keep moving.
Right?
Yeah. Now, I'm not sure about this broken hand thing, but we're going to learn about that as we go here. But it stopped me from picking up boxing again, and perhaps I was going to get tatered by some big guy. I don't know. Nope, you're not boxing yet. So we're going to continue doing the show. We're going to continue doing some lecturing. We've got Unlock the Power to Heal here as well. We've got free ebooks. And I'll be talking about gut health, microbiome health. And, you know, the thing is, you've been listening for how many years, Charlie? How many years?
A bit. Gosh, you name the number.
Man, who found it, your mom or you?
Oh, gosh, I did.
You
I
found
did.
It. And you introduced your mom.
Oh, yeah.
What
got
a
her
cool
off,
song.
Got her off statins. You know, no pharmaceuticals. So I'm headed your way, man.
Yeah?
I'm right on your tails.
Beautiful.
I don't know, 10, 12 years?
Right?
Right around there.
That's
wow, that's band, way back in the day.
Yeah,
that's early Super Don days, man. That's impressive.
Super Don had that mohawk for a while.
You awesome. Remember that? God, that's pretty incredible. So, you know, the thing is, we hear about this from time to time. You know, most of the time I'm in my studio unless I'm out and about like this on a remote or something. And so it's me and Super Don. Maybe we'll have a guest. But you don't often and always hear of what happens out there, right, when we do the show and how it may impact people's lives. Now, Super Donna, since I can't play it, I'm not in my home studio, can you do the comment of the day theme real quick?
Hey, you guys!
There you go.
There you go. And there we go. The comment of the day is coming from Sherry, and it's a long one, but it's a one that you know makes my heart happy, because the reason I do this is not to sell you any products. In fact, I don't personally sell you any products. The only thing I have is a book. Everything else you get because it's good. We talk about it, and it does help support the mission and purpose of this show. So thank you for that. But this is from Sherry. She says, "Dear Robert, Scott, Bell, and all, I wrote to you months ago regarding my husband. He had been diagnosed with Wegener's vasculitis. At the time of writing, his doctors told him that his current condition was his life now." We hear that too often from doctors. It's like, well, you know, this is it for life. Take the drugs. He was on his second chemo, round of chemo. The first didn't work. Prednisone also, which you know is a harmful steroid hormone that stops inflammation and destroys your liver. So he was on prednisone on top of chemo and two antibiotics, and he was in a wheelchair. This is Sherry's husband. Okay. Wow. I'm just up to this point, 6 months into his treatment, my husband believed everything his doctors told him. Then he asked me why I was not getting well, why he wasn't getting well. Me, being a firm believer in food and nutrients, Sherry says, said that poisoning to get well was not the way to go. Now, I think about that. I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. Like, who would not get that if you said, you're poisoning your body and you think you're going to get well? That doesn't make sense, does it? No, that doesn't make sense. But too many people are on too many drugs to actually see the logic in that, the common sense in what Sherry just said. Poisoning yourself to get well, not a good plan. Sherry says, I listen to your program religiously. And, well, thank you. That's why this is a healing ministry. No matter what religion you claim to be a part of, it doesn't matter what you do between you and your Creator. And we're here to support you on that mission, helping you be healthier along the way. So thank you, Sherry, that you listen regularly like that. Let's see. It's poison to get well, not... Okay. She appreciates the knowledge that we share. He, her husband, agreed to try my witchcraft way. What? You know, we had a thing that you did, Super Don, years ago about the witch doctor. Remember that? And then the witch doctor
of talk radio, Robert Scott Bell. Yeah,
right. It's like we were being accused of that because why? We want to use natural medicine of creation.
Right.
The stuff
they
that
were,
God created. How is that witchcraft?
They're the original herbalists.
Yeah.
They just started to get...
Anyway, so he probably teased her about her witchcraft way. It's not really witchcraft. In fact, you could argue that the word pharmakia, pharmacopoeia, all of the pharmacy is actually more of that vein than, you know, in terms of how they use synthetic toxic man-made medicines versus what God created. Let's just say it that way. So when I contacted you, Sherry says, Roseanne Lindsay was on her. Our good buddy Roseanne. Hi, Roseanne Lindsay, naturopath. She's awesome. Both of you said, detox now. And, of course, that's why we opened with a detox story. At that point, he did Dr. Newsom's detox, Doc Newsom's detox. He got a sauna, far infrared sauna, started taking nutrients, and he continues to this day. I have used organic for some time, grow most of our own vegetables, berries, and fruit. But prior to getting sick, he, almost daily, would buy junk food and hide it from me. And Sherry, I bet you knew he was doing it too, because you wives, you know everything. Oh yeah, you're not hiding it from me. So you kind of put up with your husband and go, oh, this is not going to bode well, and it didn't. It didn't. By March 8th, months after the diagnosis, we started walking, and within a month, he was doing 1.5 miles and was 75% back to normal. This week, he went back to work at his part-time job. To put this in perspective, he is 76 years old. So thrilled he is better. If not for the information all of you put out there, we would have been totally lost. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Well, Sherry, I mean, you know, tears almost welling up my eyes right now as I read this, because, you know, this is why we do it. This is why I do it. This is why Super Don is a saint. He'll never admit it. But the things he does to make this show go, to allow this to happen, he's a big part of it. And, Sherry, I want to thank you for writing in on that front. So, Super D, how are you feeling about what you do, my friend?
Well, it's just always cool to see stories like this, because like you said, you know, I mean, we do this, you know, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, and there are sometimes we kind of feel like almost like we're just talking to each other, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's really cool to see stories like this come through, and it makes you feel good, you know? It's
yeah.
Like, you know, we're actually doing something here that's helping people.
Indeed. And of course, like my mom and now Charlie's mom and you know, doing the things that they're doing, it's cross-generational. We've got, as you know, a lot of young kids that listen to this show with their families. Now they're watching on YouTube. Hello, all you kids. Thank you for being with me as often as you can. And, you know, I really think about those next generations, because the knowledge that I have in this lifetime skipped a number of generations. It was gone. It was gone. And then I met my mentor in homeopathy, and even in homeopathic circles, the stuff he learned, it was also a lineage that was almost lost. The drainage technique out of France, and this is the latter years of Dr. Samuel Hahnemann. So we must go back into the teaching through stories. We must tell our stories. We must relate to, you know, how I healed. Why did I share my story? Because it's something that you can do, and even more or better. And you've got to, you know, make it your own. Like I've made my healing path my own based on what I learned. But nobody's going to do it the way I do it, and that's fine. You know, the way Charlie's doing it sitting next to me is unique to Charlie. But we can apply the principles, and they work, not because we're lucky, but because the principles are immutable, they're unchangeable. And that's where we're tapping into spirit, right? That's that esoteric side of things. And it doesn't have to have a 501c3, you know, next to it, right? This is something that you're connected to long before there was something called the IRS saying whether you could be tax exempt or not, which is nonsense when it comes to religious organizations. Why ask for permission when none is required? So we go to the government and we say, how are they going to help us today? Right? Because they're from the government and they're here to help you. You know that.
Sure, yes.
Yeah. So the Fear and Death Administration, one of our favorite alphabet soup unconstitutional bureaucratic oligarchy agencies, they are apparently trying to make amends for some wrongs in the past. No, they're not banning all toxic drugs, which would be a start. But they are, in fact, telling all of you ladies, maybe some men too, that are using hair dyes, that there's lead acetate in those hair dyes, and they've now given these companies that do put lead in hair dyes that you put on your hair, on your head, they're giving them 12 months to reformulate, because we don't want to rush removing the lead from hair dyes, because it's not that dangerous. Like if a dietary supplement causes somebody to hiccup, then immediately we'll have to pull that supplement from the market. And like what they're going after Dr. Frank King, one little batch, maybe a slight contaminant, and now he recalls everything. That's insane. Immediately, or else they were going to try and shut him down.
Sure, it was sabotage anyway.
Oh, yeah. So, Super Don, what do you think? I mean, you've been dyeing your hair for years. I'm not concerned if you got lead in your head.
I thought that
was a new color every week. Yeah, absolutely. No. You know, listen, when you look at the statement the FDA put out, they're sitting there talking about like, oh, well, now we understand that lead acetate, you know, is something that might not be good for you because science has just, you know, it's done so much that now we want to protect you. And in reality, they approved this lead acetate back in 1980, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the levels of the lead in the lead, you know, the hair dye was allowed to be as high as, get this, 6,000 ppm.
Whoa. Okay?
Mm. Now, 3 years before that, the Consumer Product Safety Commission banned the sale of household paint containing 600 ppm of lead.
Not 6,000.
Not 6,000, 600.
Wow.
And so for them to sit here and go, oh, well, we didn't really know because the science really wasn't conclusive then. Well, Wait a minute. How come you're banning 600 ppm lead paint, but you're allowing 6,000 ppm lead acetate hair dye?
And we're not talking body paint. We're talking paint that in the house, right? Like you're not going to even put it on your skin and they can
lead paint. You know, kids eating paint chips type, you know, thing. Yeah.
Classic.
So you put it on your head, it's okay.
Yeah, Scott got
me. We don't want it
to repeat. Today's action, part of our commitment. And due to our commitment, we're going to make sure that they reformulate and, well, we'll give them a year. So y'all can still hurry, get it now. It's going to be gone in a year. Lead acetate in your hair dye, for those of you that need more lead in your head.
Yes, get it in there while you can.
And, of course, in Flint, Michigan, they didn't have to do anything but bathe in it.
Yes.
It took them a long time to figure that out, too. Folks, get an Echo water unit. Clean the water coming into your body and hair.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets, based on the Extraordinary Adventures of G.A. Henty audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to givetheadventure.com. That's givetheadventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to givetheadventure.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Robert Scott Belcher.
Yeah, you know, white men can dance, can gap rhythm. Although I got the inability to dance really well, unless you appreciate someone who dances to the beat of a different drummer in another room that no one else can hear.
Hmm.
Then I'm good. I'm golden at that point. But I don't mind. I don't mind people laughing at me. I'm silly. I'm silly that way. Charlie, it's been really a nice bonus to have you on board today.
Hey, appreciate the invite.
Did you tell your mom?
No.
Does she watch it? On YouTube?
I'll tell her to listen so okay. She can correct me when I've...
Of course, mom's got to correct
yes,
you.
Yes, yes, yes.
My mom knows better. She
I had a lovely childhood, Robert.
You did. I was pharmaceutically grown, so it wasn't so lovely.
Well, I was rocking the Cheetos and that whole world.
Cheetos,
too,
okay. So, but we don't hate on our parents for that.
Oh,
they didn't know.
No.
In fact, it was, again, part and parcel to what I learned because of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm grateful for it, in fact. But, you know, given the opportunity for kids, you know, I look at my kids going, do you have kids yet? No kids
yet?
No,
sir.
Oh, okay.
No, sir.
So looking at my kids, and they grew up organically, and this crazy dad mm-hmm. and this mom that comes along for the ride in this regard, she's amazing. They're going to see the world so radically different, and I know that already, than mm-hmm. most of their peers, right? And so it's an interesting dilemma. Yes, they've been raised with the opportunities to be much healthier than I was.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, not having experienced chronic disease like I did, they have a different worldview, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
But they do know that food quality matters. Because if they eat garbage food, which they don't often, in fact, not on purpose, they feel it. Their bodies tell them, like my body was always telling me, but I didn't know the language. They know the language. So they haven't a leg up on health in the rest of their life. When they get sick, they don't go, oh, it's a random act, I don't know, give me a drug.
Sure.
They go, what did I do?
Right.
What was I exposed
to? Steps.
And that's like wisdom of the ancients,
mm-hmm.
and the kids can have that.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all are feeding your kids right, they're going to learn things, and they're going to be way ahead of their peers and way ahead of the adults that don't do this. So if you got enough energy, you can tune us out for a few minutes. If you want a little bit more, there's an article on Natural Blaze talking about six incredible ways to boost your energy. And one of those ways you mentioned, I don't even know if it's in the article, Qigong.
Mm-hmm. Qigong. Yes, it's basically a way to play with energy. Qi, energy, mm-hmm. gong, work.
Qi
energy
is,
work.
Yeah,
qi
is energy. The idea, of course, is releasing the blockage of that energy. You know, in most holistic modalities, they have that concept of block congestion, liver congestion, right? We've talked about that this hour already. You have an access to an energy production that goes beyond even food intake. We talked about hydrogen, the ability that the sun that's producing a lot, and there might be other elements behind hydrogen that have yet to be discovered, quite honestly, when we talk about prana and spirit, right? Going into some really esoteric, but again, one day validated probably by quantum physics. But one of the things I keep saying, and recently this has been a big one for me with my trips away from home, is sleep. Number one on the list is like, I didn't say exercise, sleep for me, I realize if you want energy, you have got to allow the body to regenerate, and it needs that deep cycle. So you've got to find a way to do it. And if you're not doing it well enough, it might be because you're not exercising enough, which is one of the keys here for energy, or that you're under so much stress that it's overwhelming all of those things. And that's disrupting your sleep cycle as well. I come back to a botanical origin, the hemp plant, cannabis plant, and go to CBD. You know, you take enough CBD, you're going to take a nap.
Yes.
You're going to sleep well. With this pain that I had, you know, this was allowing me to get to sleep was the CBD along with the homeopathics. And now I'm sleeping again like a baby because the pain's pretty much gone unless I'm stupid, which I am often.
Well,
I'm using it when I shouldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we got get enough sleep, reduce stress, and exercise.
I can also just say real quick, too, it's that we do at night is to get off those phones, the laptops, the TV that's going to stimulate you. And you start turning the lights down low, start preparing the body for sleep, so you're not stimulated at least an hour before. Maybe get in
start
a good
chilling
lead.
Down, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And of course, we talk about the EM field disruption. Having the key home technology is going to help. I mean,
plug.
That is going to be amazing. And of course, turning off your router, right? Reducing that thing, and also darken your room, reduce the light pollution. Yeah. Or if you have to, wear a mask if you don't have access to really darken it, to cover it up, because that will help the pineal gland and all the things that happen there while you're sleeping to go deeper.
And around your windows, block out those curtains.
Have a balanced diet. Drink a lot of water. Probably not right before bedtime because you'll have to get up and pee. This is a no-brainer. Avoid smoking.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, cannabis could be on the list.
Well, yeah. I could. Some people, it'll relax them. If it doesn't make you paranoid, you got to figure out for you. And certainly avoid smoking in bed. That's not a great place to start a fire.
No.
Only in the fireplace. All right, we'll be back with more powerful healing from the Redmond Heritage Farm Store in Orem, Utah. Next hour, Paul Bertero, because the power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.